Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
I don't see this disappearing the way SARS 1 did. The reason I say that is that it is so efficient in its ability to transmit from human to human that I think we ultimately will get control of it. I don't really see us eradicating it.
All right, getting control of it would be a very good thing, though, at least. That's Anthony Fauci, America's top doc. There is great news to report that Pfizer and BioNTech are announcing a deal with the federal government for 100 million doses of their vaccine candidate once the companies get the approval or emergency authorization, anyway, from the FDA. Americans would get the vaccine for free if the ongoing studies are successful. So there's your if the studies are successful. They expect to be ready to get that authorization, to get some form of regulatory approval as early as October. They're going to manufacture 100 million doses by the end of 2020, potentially more than 1.3 billion doses by the end of 2021. It's called Operation Warp Speed. And they've cut deals with multiple drug companies, the government has, trying to line up massive amounts of vaccines as soon as they become available. So they've added to the portfolio some of the, we'll call it diversification for the vaccine, and that increases the odds that they'll have a safe, effective one sooner rather than later. I think that's a smart play. And I think that the Health and Human Services Secretary would agree with that. I mean, that's the way to go, that you've got to mix that up. You know, you're shooting at a dartboard, and granted, the people who are holding the darts are smart people, but we don't know what's going to happen in some of these trials, even if they're doing well. So while that's going on, California confirmed coronavirus cases surged to over 409,000, giving the state the distinction of the most cases in the nation. John Hopkins University, their information shows Cali's got about 1,200 more cases than New York, which was the global hotspot for the virus and fatalities this spring. New York has 32,520 confirmed deaths, California about 8,000. And, of course, California is a population of 40 million, twice the size of New York. And they say that the cases vastly underestimate the true number of infections because of the small number of tests, and that was part of the deal with California. All right, as a result of that, we certainly know that the president is saying this, that it's mask on time, and younger doesn't matter, you've got to social distance. There's the real push now from the White House of change of tune to make sure that people do that. So I'm Kate Delaney, and I'm thrilled, as always, to be the skipper of this ship as we do navigate choppy, choppy waters and uncertain times. But there is a lot of hopefulness out there, and I root for the good guys, for those that are being hopeful rather than those that are trying to tank us. And I'll tell you, across the world, people are concerned about the United States. You can see it, and certainly with many of the people that we interview in our Authors Corner who are from the UK or Australia or India or other great places that we get to go, they talk about that to me. Are you okay? What's really happening in the United States? Because that's all that they're hearing. All right, so what is happening as far as cases? 4.4 million confirmed cases. 1.2 million have recovered. Deaths, 145,000. If we look at that worldwide, there have been 15 million confirmed cases, more than 8.5 million people recovered, and 620,000 deaths. That's where we are on the scale, looking at what's happening in the U.S. as compared to the rest of the world. So now with the masks, Governor Mike DeWine reversed course on Wednesday. He issued a statewide face mask mandate because of the rising cases. He had resisted that, even though mask use was mandated in public places, what they called red counties, where the cases were on the rise. Now, poof, saying, all right, no. Now it's across the board. While all of this is happening, and there's questions about people who get unemployment and the fact that they got 600 extra on top of that, that they were getting 600 on top of all the checks they were getting, was that making it more lucrative or easy for people to not want to go back to work? So the Republican senators are in talks with the administration about temporarily extending the supplemental pay that millions of Americans get on top of their weekly unemployment benefits. The extra $600 in weekly unemployment benefits approved 4 months ago to help Americans deal with the economic fallout of the pandemic is set to expire at the end of the month, and that's next week. So congressional leaders in the White House are trying to figure this out. What is the broad coronavirus package, aid package, look like? But I think they're unlikely to pass a new bill before the increased unemployment benefit expires. So now there is a short-term extension of unemployment benefits on the table. How long it would be and whether it would be for $600 or a lesser amount, there have been talks about maybe $400, who knows at this point. That is a question mark. All right, speaking of masks, if you're flying United, and some people are back flying, you have to keep your mask on during your flight. That is different. A lot of airlines were requiring mask on when you boarded and got off, but not while you were sitting there. So the airline is saying you need to keep it on throughout the flight, throughout the airport for sure, and during the flight, effective on Friday. They announced this on Wednesday ahead of their quarterly earnings call, that customers are expected to do that at the kiosks, service counters, the club locations, the gates, the baggage claim areas, just trying to close all the gaps is what the CEO said. That if customers refuse, by the way, to comply, they may be refused travel and banned from flying United, at least while the mask requirement is in place. So that's a very, very big change from what was in play before, and the various airlines were weighing the options. I mean, it shows you where we're at. In D.C., there's a $1,000 fine for not wearing a mask. Mandatory when you leave your house. So, mandatory. And they're really looking for this, apparently. And in Washington, they're saying if you leave home, this is it. It means you're waiting for a bus, you have to have a mask on. You're ordering food at a restaurant, you have to have a mask on. You're in a cubicle in an open office, you have to have a mask on. And they said they're going to enforce it. It won't be enforced on children under the age of 3 and people who are actively eating or drinking. So you can take it off when you're eating your burger, but you have to put it back on. And the mayor said this is the right thing to do, Muriel Bowser, and this is why they're saying it's simple, it's easy, we're in an emergency situation, and we're going to find people who do not comply. Baseball kicking off for real on Thursday with the Nationals and the Yankees. What's that look like without fans cheering in the stands? We're talking about it in the Man Cave.
With gun theft on the rise, it's crucial that law-abiding citizens hide their guns from criminals who are now becoming desperate. Learn exactly how with the newly updated Hide Your Guns e-manual, written by a former U.S. Special Forces officer who now reveals his field-tested secrets. Whether it's sneaky ways to hide your guns in plain sight or using extremely clever hiding places that even skilled thieves will never suspect, learn how to hide other valuables too, like cash, gold coins, credit cards, so that they're safe from thieves but back in your hands instantly when needed. All this week, get 4 free bonuses when you order. Gun Debate Bootcamp, How to Argue with Liberals About Guns and Win Every Time audio program. Our No BS Home Defense Report, the best-selling Your Home, Your Fortress e-manual, and a special mystery bonus worth $25. Go to hideyourguns.com. That's hideyourguns.com. Don't let your guns be stolen and used in a crime. Go to hideyourguns.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Time to
invade the Mad Game!
Yes, we are in the Man Cave, a.k.a. the Woe Man Cave. Baseball is back. So they were calling it summer camp. I swear I did not tell them to call it that. I did not call Major League Baseball Rob Manfred and say, let's. I got an idea. I'm going to give you this suggestion. Summer camp. Anyway, cutesy, but whatever. And so you've seen maybe, if you're a baseball fan, some of what's already out there. I think it's actually... I'm going to say this. I think it's actually, if you are a sports fan, if you are a baseball fan, I think it's going to be good because we need more distractions, right? Whatever it is you're doing in your world, the serious stuff, the nature of what we're living under now, the question mark, if it's a release, it's a good release, it's positive, well, and that's what I think about sports, if you're a fan. So you start off with the Yankees and the Nationals, the Giants and the Dodgers. These four teams all could be in contention in the National League and, of course, in the American League, especially the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers, after last year and they're still fully loaded, they just signed one of their best players for an incredible amount of money. Oh, it's so good to be a baseball player. Mookie Betts, $365 million extension. 13 years. He's going to be locked up for a while. I think they are the team to beat on the road to the World Series. But it coming back, baseball coming back, there'll be a few little tweaks, things that'll be a little bit different. And one of them is the fact that you don't have fans in the stands. So if you were thinking, yeah, take me out to the ball game, no, in your mind, but you're not going to be in the stands. You could be here in a woman cave or man cave, similar to what we're all sitting in now virtually, but that's about it because of the virus, of course. And then lots of the precautions are being taken for the players in testing and temperature checks and everything else in between. And, of course, some players have tested positive, and some players have opted out of the season, like Buster Posey from the Giants. He's the superstar. definitely the best player on their team because of family concerns. He said with new twins, nope, passing on it. And he's not the only one. David Price from the Dodgers, same thing. He didn't want to risk it and risk his family. He said it was too risky for him. And he said, I'm opting out for the season. Actually, a lot of superstars decided to play. So while there were some that said, you know, I'm not going to do it, others jumped into the fray. It's a good debate. Is it smart? It's kind of like the laugh track. You remember when you used to watch sitcoms and you hear the laugh track underneath whatever the sitcom was? There'd be some line, it would hang out there, some one-liner, and then you hear the laugh track. It would be mixed into the show. And watching baseball with the fan noise, it gets mixed in, and it's like that. It reminds me of it. There's even boos that are mixed in. So somebody strikes out, you hear boos. I got to wonder if I'm a player. How strange is that? Whoa, where's the errant boos coming from? What section? So it's got to be strange and feel just different for the players. But look, they're playing a game. They're out. They're doing it. And I think a lot of people are going to be watching it. So I think the radio rights, the teams, the radio stations have the radio rights. Some of the teams are going to have great ratings from it. And the same thing with television. I could be wrong. And also because, you know, you got other sports coming back. So the NBA in their bubble in Orlando, they're starting up too. And much different. 22 teams get it done and race toward the playoffs. There are some things that are going to be different, are going to feel different. And I think with basketball, unlike baseball, it's even more, I think there's even more contact there. So I wonder if the potential for more cases is a possibility. And I'm going to say yes, because of the droplets and whatever. As much as you try to protect yourself, I think that you can expect that'll happen. They are. They're doing the whole same thing. The extra precautions, the cleanings, the, you know, the everything. What's really strange is to see some of the players will just flat out wear the masks, like even on the court in the NBA. In Major League Baseball, some wearing the masks when they're out on the field. A small number, certainly in the dugout, they're doing that. And this is our new, I hate this expression, but it is the new normal foisted upon us. So it's normal to see this now, to see the mask wearing, and that's what you're seeing with the athletes. If they're on a bench somewhere, if they're in the dugout, wherever they are, you'll see them, or they're taking BP, or they're doing what they call the shoot around, so the practice before an NBA game, same thing there. So we'll see what happens when we go full bore into the NBA, this unique season, and the same with Major League Baseball, because it is a very strange, it's not strange, it's actually a unique, I'm going to say a unique but huge opportunity for some of these teams, because in baseball you don't have the 162 games, so it really is a sprint. If you start to lose and you get on a losing skid, you're going to be pedaling backwards and you're not going to be able to go forwards because you won't be able to catch up to the teams that are doing better. You don't have those extra series to do that. And I think it might make for some quality baseball. Now there's conversations about the NFL. And if there are going to be fans, and it's not going to be piped in, the fake fans, they're all going to have to wear masks. Because that's already been discussed. Masks. There's no doubt. If you're sitting in some kind of a stadium, you will have one on. How that happens, though, when you look at restrooms, when you look at food, I think it would be pretty tough. So if the NFL is saying we're conforming, if fans are allowed, there is going to be that regulation that you have to wear a mask. It's required. It's a league policy. It seems odd that you would. It seems odd that you would have fans there, to be honest, though. The Jets and the Giants already said, there's not going to be any fans at our home games at MetLife until further notice. I mean, Phil Murphy, the New Jersey governor, said, we're limiting the number of people who could attend outdoor gatherings in the state to 500. So they're saying that's not happening. Then you have the Raiders owner, Mark Davis, said he's leaning toward not having fans attend games at Las Vegas' new Allegiant Stadium this season. The Rams said that their new stadium, they're going to have limited or no capacity this season. So more teams are announcing this. Now, Atlanta actually put out some detailed plans on Wednesday for hosting 10,000 to 20,000 fans at home games. And with the amount of fans you're going to have at a stadium, that could be doable. Again, I wonder about restrooms and how you also police that. It's such a small amount compared to the facility you're in, but it still is a decent amount of people. We'll see. So the potential impact of NFL games and the other sports without fans, I think, it can be enormous. There's something about the psyche of the fans pulling you up. I mean, certainly you see football where they wave their arms and they want the crowd to get loud because, of course, that affects the opposing team anyway. But that's one tool you won't have in your arsenal to fluster, you know, throw them off their game because they can't hear. That won't happen. And then I was thinking about this the other day. In the NBA, of course, you have those fans almost like the hecklers. They're right there on the line where they're waving signs wildly behind the hoop, etc. And you're not going to have those hecklers either. It's a whole new world. And no fans, and I think for some of these players, means no fun from the perspective of getting that serious crowd noise behind you. This is how you move forward. Get innovative, try to figure out if it's possible, and roll the dice. And it is a roll of the dice, and that's why I think the NFL is still very, 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 very iffy if it will actually happen or not. Because the impact of what the impact could be if you do let fans back in stadiums could be just too risky, even with people signing releases, etc. The possibility of any kind of an outbreak, I think, might be just too high for teams to really take that risk. So we're not talking about a few people getting COVID positive. We're talking about more. And then what happens with those people? Do they survive it? You know, you following their case, what does that look like? And I think that's just kind of the third rail, if you will. To me, that's what it seems like anyway. All right, thanks as always for hanging with us as I get ready. I'm getting up out of the lazy boy to leave the woman cave behind. I will meet you on the flip side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end. Today I'm announcing a surge of federal law enforcement into American communities plagued by violent crime.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says the explosion in violence leaves him no choice but to send in federal officers. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has a message for Chicagoans.
And I'm calling on all Chicagoans that if you see something that doesn't look right, please don't hesitate to report it. Call 911. Call 311. We are going to remain diligent, and if we see any steps out of line, particularly with DHS or Border Patrol, we are not going to hesitate to take the president to court and stop any unconstitutional actions.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. While some believe it's an indication we're moving to a cashless society, experts say it's a matter of supply. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Industry analyst Ted Rossman with CreditCards.com tells us exact change is becoming a policy at many outlets.
A lot of major retailers, including Walmart, Kroger, CVS, Dollar Tree, a lot of companies are starting to acknowledge this and asking people to pay with exact change or with a credit or debit card if they can.
Rossman says not that we have a coin shortage, it's because the coins are somewhere else.
They're either locked up at a closed business or they're sitting in somebody's jar or piggy bank at their house. They're not flowing through the economy as they normally do.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Mortgage applications are on the rise. They jumped by 4.1% last week, and purchase applications are also spiking 2% for the last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Gonzalez joins us. He's written a book called Threesome. We had a great conversation off the air. I know I talk a lot about sometimes behind the scenes, and we really did. I think I could have talked to him all afternoon because he is a storyteller, and I think that's really what came through about his book, Threesome. So, John, thank you so much for popping on.
Thank you for having me.
And it is about telling stories, right? Were you always that kind of guy that told stories?
I was a kid in school that they said 500 words about what you did last summer. And while everybody else is groaning, 500 words, I'm complaining about being limited. I've always been a storyteller.
I love that. So this book, Threesome, that I mentioned, you know, you have to know when people just hear the word threesome what they're conjuring up in their mind. But the funny thing is, it's so brilliant the way you put this together because it's really three stories, right?
Yes, three short stories.
And that's how you write. You write a lot of short stories, and so is that kind of the how you pulled that together?
I was writing two stories at the same time, and I wanted to see if I could do three, and that's how three came to mind. And I knew the connotation, but I thought maybe that would just generate some extra interest, keyword search. But it was originally three short stories, and then it became too much to be. I don't like to gouge my readers. I don't want them to pay $40 for a book just because it has 1,000 pages. So I cut it down to three individual stories, and they're still connected. They're still called Threesome, and Threesome Simon Says is out now. Threesome Nocturnal will be out soon, and then Threesome My Time of Dying will be the last of the threesome, and that'll be out later this year too, I think.
Yeah, so let's talk about the stories. Let's talk about the first story of Threesome about the kid.
Simon Says.
Yeah.
He's on the day that he's brought home from the hospital when he's born, he's visited by a lady who resembles a very large and angry bird. And she's has a dire message for him that she tries to give to her parents. And in the giving of the message, actually, she dies, and so does somebody else, because there's a struggle in the fight to protect the child, and the message that she gave was not heeded. And she told him, if you don't listen to me, he won't live to be 21. And he becomes a writer who he's obsessed with getting the word out, writing however he can, and eventually he's in a place where he can't get out, and no one will give him anything to write with. So he opens up his arm and uses his blood. It's kind of like what real writers go through, I think. It's what I go through sometimes. I feel like that.
Yeah, and you're very vivid in your storytelling, so I'm sure people that are listening are kind of conjuring that up. Something else that we talked about in the other Threesome is the next story about vampires, because I told you and you know, here's revealing to people, I love vampire stories. When I was a kid, I told you this, I love vampire stories, and you've tackled that. What made you tackle that subject?
It's always interested me, the Frankenstein and Dracula and the Wolfman, and vampires just, they're mysterious, they're at night, they have power with their mind, they control things using their mind, and they've always fascinated me. And so when I wrote my first vampire story called The Lindstroms, it was about a guy named Carl Lindstrom and his family and what they went through because of a vampire. And at the very end, he says goodbye to his wife, and he writes her a poem, and he throws it out to the ocean over the cliffs, and he walks away. But as I was writing Nocturnal, which has nothing to do with the Lindstroms, it came to me that I never said what happened to him after, and so I completed his story in Nocturnal. But I've been told that my vampire stories, that even though vampire stories have been told by everyone for as long as anyone can remember, that I've been told by a woman who blogs all the time, her name is Bitten Twice, and she told me she's never read a vampire story like mine, which I consider high praise.
Yeah, exactly. So now I'm wondering, if I were to visit you at your home, do you have garlic on the windows?
No, but I eat garlic.
There you go. Keep them away. Keep the vampires away. And then really the third book, what you tackle is Time of Dying. And tell us about that.
It just came to me one day. How would I feel if not visiting my doctor, but just sitting home eating breakfast or watching television, and all of a sudden I get a premonition or something that I know is true and I can't deny it, and it tells me the time and day of my death. And so I wrote that thinking, if that actually happened, what would I do between now and when I did die, between now and that date? And I didn't try to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go out and be a humanitarian or anything. He tried to do a lot of things, and he tried to discover why. And the why is different. The why is something. I hope it's a big surprise, but
don't tell
I'm
us.
The guy that, no, I'm the guy that likes to. I look at a movie, and as it's going on, I go, "Oh, that's the killer," and everybody else is like, "No way," and I'm right. So I know people are going to know.
That's funny. So a twist. And again, we're speaking with John R. Gonzalez, Threesome. We're talking about three separate stories. You can go on Amazon.com and you can find that there. And it's interesting talking about how much you like to write and how much you like to tell stories. And I think the idea in these three different stories, I mean, you've got scary, you've got stuff to laugh at, something to think about for sure. And is that the idea? Is that what you want the listeners that are hearing this and the readers of your work to come away with, that they have to think about it? You know, you give them something to think about.
Yeah, I do like to think that I give someone something to think about after they're done. I want my readers to be entertained. I want them to laugh. I want them to be scared. But I mostly want them to have a good time and, you know, enjoy themselves with my work. And right now is a good time. You know, there's a lot of things going on out there that terrify me, and I write scary. And And so I'm being told a lot of people have a lot of time to read now, which that's great. I would like to help them escape from that reality outside for a little while at least.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. When you sit down and you decide what subjects you're going to tackle, how do you do that?
I just wait for it to come to me. I look at the page or I write a line, and then I go from that line to what becomes my next book. Or it could come from a subject. I have a book that's not finished about, excuse me, I had an argument with somebody one time about the kitchen utensils, the being put in the strainer with the knife pointed up. And it kind of led me to a story about, actually it's a terrorism book. It's called Lawnmower Man. And it's just started with that discussion. It could come from anywhere. It comes from TV. I have nightmares that are in my stories.
I love that. I love that because
experiences.
Yeah, because people are always wonder what is it that drives somebody to write and how does somebody come up with their stories. And so you're saying you get them from all different areas and you write down the little bits and pieces that you think of or hear or see, right?
Yes, and I study people for my characters.
Yeah, that makes sense. I love that. You study people. All right, so we talked about the listeners. We talked about, you know, where you come up with some of the ideas. But I thought also what was so fascinating is when and how you write. When do you write? What time of the day? Is there like a little ceremony you have? I think you had one of the funniest things that I've ever heard of for a writer, because I thought it was brilliant, actually. So tell the listeners about that.
I get up I can't help it. I wake up every morning at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning at the latest. And on vacation, whatever, it doesn't matter. And without the alarm, and I get up and I make a cup of coffee and I pour some brandy in there and I sit down and I write for 2 or 3 hours because it's quiet.
Yeah. And then no distractions. So that quiet time just propels you to write. And when you're writing, how do you know? Because it's funny. I thought about this after talking to you the other day. When do you know that you I have this story? I have my great beginning, my middle, and my end.
First of all, I'm never satisfied with my stories. I always want to tweak them some more. When I look at it, when I'm writing a book and I come to a point and it's like, oh my God, in my mind, I'm like, I can't believe I just put that in there. That is real. That fits the story. It's going to blow people's minds and I'm going to have fun with this. And that's when I start to think, okay, I'm on the right track. I'm going on the right storyline. If I make somebody, there's a story I wrote called Esmeralda's Web. And in the middle of the story, I did what I call it a sidebar. I don't know what other writers call it or if other writers even do this. But I took one of my nephews and I modeled someone after him and wrote a side story about him as if he was my main character's brother that he'd never got to meet.
I love it.
That was really fun. I told my nephew about it and he goes, Uncle, you wrote about me? And I looked at him for a minute and I said, okay, but remember this, mijo. In my stories, people die. And he looked, his whole expression changed. He goes, you killed me. And I laughed. I said, mijo, it's life. It's a story.
I love it. It's the perfect place to end this. I'm thinking of your nephew now. Go pick it up. Threesome. There's all those versions. John R. Gonzalez. Go to Amazon. You can find him there. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was great talking to you.
There's a girl I want to see, but I'm man enough to be the boy you dream of, the rift in the sea.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships. Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Nancy, my friend Annie, my sister-in-law Chrissy, my other friend Jake, and another friend, longtime friend Joe. Just a handful of people in my life who really don't want the quarantines to end, right? And they don't really say that out loud, but I keep getting texts from them about it. So I'm very aware that for different reasons they're not excited about the reopening. And I've mentioned how many people have died in the United States. I've mentioned lately what's going on, and I'm wondering how you feel. Perfect time for us to have Dr. Carol Lieberman back on with us from the West Coast. She is a board-certified psychiatrist. She's got a master's in public health and a wild resume that would take us the entire show to go through, but let's just say she knows her stuff. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming back on.
Fine, thank you. I'm good. It's good to be back on.
So let me ask you this. Is this common? Do you have people that you know that feel the same way or people you're treating?
Yes, it's very common. And as you were saying, people don't necessarily want to admit it, but they're all actually secretly thinking that they've gotten used to this. And, I mean, the big difference is that when we were being told forced to stay in our homes, you know, by mayors and governors and so on, we didn't want to do it. But now that we're having more of a choice, that's taken that punishment part away, and now we're having second thoughts about it. I mean, particularly the main reason is because of the potential and beginning resurgence of COVID.
Oh, yeah. And see, that's what I think. Are we at the craps table and we don't know? You know, there's a question mark, and you certainly know that. And nobody can for 100% tell us, oh, no, it's totally fine. So I understand that anxiety, that there would be angst over, oh, should I really go out there? Is it under control, masks or not, or social distancing? Will there be a resurgence? We've seen that there's some more hot spots that have bubbled up, like Arizona, and some of that is more testing, but the hospitalizations are up. But I think that's kind of split, though. I think that there's other people that also just are just ignoring whatever's out there. I don't know that either's healthy. What do you think?
Yes. I mean, some people are so eager to get out that they are just sort of flaunting some of these rules like masks and so on. But there are also other reasons why people secretly don't want to come out of their homes. And one of them is that lots of people have let themselves go. You know, there are jokes about the COVID-19, but it's really, it's actually true for a lot of people, if not 19 pounds, then some degree. And it's because we've all been stuffing ourselves with comfort food. And then until just recently, the hair salons haven't been open, and some of them still aren't open. And so there's that, gray hair, gray roots, the nail salons still aren't open. In California, the governor doesn't want to open nail salons because he said that the first case in California was from a nail salon, which is absolutely ridiculous. His office has finally acknowledged that there's no way that they could know that because a lot of cases were symptom-free. So there's no way to know where the first case was, you know. And then also, good.
Yeah, I think you're right. Like what you said about the pounds and letting themselves go and binging on tube, you know, sitting around on watching whatever you want to watch and sleeping, right? Sleeping in whenever you want to. I think that's probably part of it, right?
Yes. It's been very easy to get accustomed to these new routines of sleeping later, and also a lot of people are happy that to have had the time with their children and with their partner. Now, that actually has been in two extremes. There are some people who are happy for that extra time, extra bonding, and so on. But then there are also people, like couples, who are now filing for divorce because all those little annoying habits. It's one thing if you're not with them 24/7, if one or both people are going out to work. And now with the quarantine, you got to experience these annoying little habits 24/7. So it's been a real extreme one way or the other for that. And also, you know, there are people, well, one of the problems is that people are realizing that they are not quite as mentally healthy as they were before they went into quarantine or isolation or whatever you want to call it, because it has been causing problems like anxiety and depression and PTSD. You know, they actually did studies on the effect of isolation on people way before coronavirus. And they found that just isolation alone can cause physical and psychological problems. So there's that plus the fear of coronavirus, and of course now plus the fear of all these riots. That's the new little wrinkle. You know, I had come up with these 10 symptoms of how you know you don't want quarantine to end, and then there is now the 11th symptom after the George Floyd murder. And after the riots and looting and so on, people don't feel safe coming out into the streets.
Yeah, I can see that. And you the 10 that you came up with, and you talked about a bunch of them there. And I think the other thing is too, some people that are working from home don't want to go back to an office and deal with coworkers and everything else you have to deal with at work, right?
Yes, from stale coffee to a grumpy boss. You know, when you're working from home, you're first of all much more comfortable in your own home and with your kitchen nearby and television if you want to take a break and eat lunch from watching television. And just not having the pressure of people breathing over you. I don't mean breathing. There's that too, but I mean breathing down your neck, to do what they want you to do. So there's that. And presumably a lot of companies will be allowing people to stay home depending upon what kind of job they have. So I think there is going to be a change to some degree where some people will be allowed to work from home.
So what do you tell people that they can do to kind of get back in shape mentally, physically, whatever? What do you tell them to do, Doc?
Well, for one thing, in terms of going back out into the world, it would be good to do it. It's like to get a buddy. You know, if you are having some of these feelings, some reasons for why you don't really want to go out of quarantine, if you find a buddy who either has similar reasons or different reasons, and you can kind of help each other to get over some of these things. And of course, just in general, I mean, people should be doing things every day to decrease their stress, from getting aromatherapy candles to doing exercise to listening to New Age music or classical music. All these different kinds of meditation, of course, all these different kinds of stress relievers that there are out there. If they haven't already, they should now make sure that they put these things into their life so they can decrease the stress. You know, part of the stress has to do with having watched for weeks and weeks television where the message has been, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
And that is what has given people PTSD, because they showed that after 9/11, when people who watched the Twin Towers fall, even if they were nowhere near New York or nowhere near D.C. or Pennsylvania, that if they kept watching that too many times, that they developed PTSD, not even having been there, but just having watched this over and over again. So it's the similar thing that's happening now with coronavirus, that having watched all of this dreadful news for all these weeks, and especially people waking up in the middle of the night, so what do? For the most part, they turn on the television and they see these really scary things. People in ventilators, dying alone. A lot of this has to do with fear of having to confront your own mortality.
Yeah.
So, and also I tell people, not my patients, but people in general, if you don't have a psychiatrist or a psychologist,
get one.
Get one.
It's a perfect place to end this. This was great. Dr. Carol Lieberman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.